This is Press Play's Summer Mixtape. I'm Madeline Brand. All week, we are bringing you artist interviews along with custom DJ sets. This is our second annual Summer Mixtape on the show. Today, we have indie folk singer Laura Veers.
Stalked by winter solace in a small
from Veers' 2013 album, Warp and Weft. Veers has recorded a dozen albums over her two-decade-plus long career in music. She has toured with the Decemberists. She's collaborated with Sufjan Stevens. And in 2016, she teamed up with Nico Case and Katie Lang for a joint project, an album called Case, Lang, Veers.
You were working at the table that your father made. You were gonna teach guitar to half the kids across L.A.
That's Veers singing on the song Best Kept Secret from the 2016 album Case, Lang, Veers. Well, she is back now with a new solo album, and it's called Found Light. And while the album title sounds optimistic, a lot of the songs were actually inspired by a pretty dark time in Laura Veers' life. In late 2019, she divorced her husband and longtime musical producer, Tucker Martine. She had to figure out her new solo career and how to navigate life as a single mom to two young boys just as the pandemic hit. Laura Veers says she wondered if she'd ever make music again, if she could even make an album on her own. But she did.
I thought loneliness my lot, it's true. I walk the beach alone, I'm not blue. Blue is the sky and the fiery flame. I've learned from pain.
That's the song Seaside Haiku off Laura Veers' new album, Found Light. It came out earlier this month, and Laura Veers joins me now to talk about it. Hi.
Hi, Madeline. How are you?
Well, I'm well, thank you. And congratulations on the new album. How does it feel?
Thank you so much. It feels great. Yeah, it was a long process to get here, and I'm proud of this record. I'm proud that I figured out how to make something as a co-producer for the first time with my friend Shahzada Smiley. And it's just refreshing to be back out on the road, living my life as an active musician after so much time huddled in the relative darkness of the pandemic and, you know, being stuck at home and not able to do my job. But my job during that time was to parent my kids through the pandemic and the divorce and also write these songs, which, you know, it was hard to get them. Like the first year I wrote for 2 years, the first year I didn't really like any of the songs that I wrote. But I feel like after a year of processing it, I was able to start getting the songs that I felt were a deeper expression of my experience, which was quite complex.
Yeah. How old were your kids when the pandemic began?
They were just about, well, they were 7 and 10. So, yeah, pretty young. Now they're 9 and 12.
Yeah. And they weren't in school, as none of our kids were in school, right? So you had to homeschool them or at least watch or make sure that they were Zoom schooling, that kind of thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Luckily at that time, I had a friend living with us, so I wasn't totally on my own because I have them a lot of the time. So I really was grateful to have my friend helping me with that so that, you know, because most people who were home with children during the pandemic couldn't really do both things. They couldn't really work and observe or help with remote school. It was like a real bind people were in. So I was glad to have her help.
How did this whole experience make you think about your marriage?
Well, any breakup's hard. So there was a lot of pain and crying. But after a while, I started to date. I mean, we broke up before the pandemic, so then I started dating. And that was interesting to just be back out in the world in that way. And then there was a lot of downtime when the pandemic hit and just introspection. And really doing a deep dive into my core values. And I think many people did that in the pandemic. And that was one of the silver linings of it, is that people were able to get in touch with what they really want to do in this life. And I think everybody got more of a sense of the fragility of all of it, because we can kind of wander through life just in a bit of a daze. And I feel like we were woken up to the fragility of it all, which, I mean, life is always fragile and tomorrow's guaranteed to no one all the time. But we felt that more distinctly and acutely during the pandemic. And I think that for me, that was helpful. And I mean, I don't have this like shining clear path forward. I still question myself and how I want to live, but I'm getting more in touch with myself as an individual, as a single woman, as a single mom, and also as an independent artist, because my artistry was so interlinked with my ex's aesthetic and approach to making records that I'm really enjoying finding myself in a new place this far into my career, which is kind of unusual, I think, because a lot of times people do this long and they're kind of just like in a groove, but I'm definitely not in any groove. Like I'm completely new. Like I could work with anyone. Not that everyone would work with me, but I could find all kinds of new collaborators. I could make any kind of music, and that's always the case. But I think when you're in a partnership with your creative collaborator, you can get into like kind of a place where you're just comfortable. And I'm not comfortable now, but I after this much time thinking about it and working on my music and collaborating with new people, I'm enjoying that place of discomfort and seeing things with fresh eyes.
Well, speaking of getting out of a rut, let's play a song off your new album called Eucalyptus.
On my morning run today, I passed a eucalyptus tree. Reminded me of California. My life way before I knew ya. Eucalyptus smells sweet, and with its gray-green leaves, it's beautiful. And like you, it'll drop its branches suddenly. You crushed me, and those next to me who loved me, loved me. You crushed me, and those next to me who loved me, loved me.
Wow, that is pretty intense. No holds barred there with that lyric. So this also musically sounds a little different from some of your other songs. It's very stripped down. It's austere. It's got that electronic drum sound.
Yeah. This song was actually a really tough nut to crack. I wrote it first as kind of like a Brazilian sound, like a bossa nova guitar part, and it just didn't sit well with me. And I'm really glad we had to search quite a bit to find this treatment, but I think it's really cool. It is a different sound for me. And the lyrics are more vulnerable on this album, and they're more like just straight up. And for that song, they were inspired by this kind of eucalyptus tree that drops its branches on people. I think they actually are down where you live near KCRW. Mm-hmm. They're like a dangerous variety.
We have a lot of those. Yeah.
Yeah. And they can like crush your house and stuff. So I was running by a eucalyptus tree and I was thinking about that. And it just was a nice metaphor for what I felt I had been going through at that time. And yeah. So I just wanted to, I didn't want to throw Tucker under the bus or like really be, you know, like a, this is my angry, you know, breakup album. I was like wanting to just be vulnerable and real and authentic and honest in my storytelling. And I feel like I did that with this song and with the rest of them too. Some of them have like a mystical quality and then a quotidian quality within that same song. And I like that, where certain songs like Time Will Show You go out into the outer space and like time space continuum, kind of like magical mystical land, and then into an Airbnb and having like casual sex, and then back out like into this more naturalistic poetic place. And I think like I explored the those sort of oppositional treatments of lyrics more in this record than I've done in the past, and I'm happy with that. Although it does feel a little bit, I will say some of these lyrics do feel a bit naked, but I mean, that's kind of the point. After this long of doing this, I don't really see the point. And after what I went through, which was really challenging, I don't see the point in cloaking it in poetry or metaphor. I was striving to be direct in my storytelling without being boring.
Right. It's not boring. And it is very direct. You crushed me.
Yeah.
So I wonder also, because you've been doing this for a while, and if that is something that also comes with age, maturity, that you don't feel embarrassed to be that direct anymore?
Mm-hmm. I think so. I would say that it's like a willingness to be exposed. It's a willingness to be vulnerable and just to say like, well, this is the human experience and this is my experience. And I think artists at this stage, if they've been doing it this long, they want to be sure to be honest with themselves and no BS, you know? It's like, it's not to say it's just like straight up boring language. I try to be interesting in my language, but I also on this one really wanted to convey the honesty of my experience, mostly to myself first, because I wanted to show myself I could make this record. But then secondarily, I did see like, well, this is not a unique experience. This is a divorce with kids. This happens all the time. And other people will be able to relate to it. So I hope that they could get something out of this, whether it's like getting through dinner or bedtime or a run, taking care of yourself, or doing some kind of artistry, your craft. I hope that this music will be relatable to some folks and help them out a little bit. That's the goal.
You also talked a little bit about, and I'd like you to expand upon this, this idea of making this album on your own without your husband. How big a role did he play in your previous work?
He played a really big role. And for a number of years, we had a really strong collaboration. And then our relationship started to break down and I didn't really enjoy the collaboration anymore. But I am proud of the work that we did. And he really was involved in almost every stage of it. I mean, not the writing, but he was involved in the curation of the songs for the album, like which ones are we going to use? Because I always write an excessive amount of music and we have to figure out which ones to record. And it was like, even that was daunting to me this time. I'm like, I don't know which songs to choose. And then I was like, you have to decide. And then my friend Shazad did help me with that. I got a big batch of them. And then I think I culled it down to, I think I had like 85 songs. And then I got it down to 20 that I liked. And he helped me pick 14 that he liked. And that was nice. So I felt like I took ownership of the selection of the songs and the material I was trying to express. And then from there, my ex had been involved with how to record everything and who to bring into the sessions and every detail of the recording plus mixing. And beyond that, he was involved as well. So I really had to step into my big girl pants and be like, all right, I'm going to figure out who I want to play on this and find the producer and co-produce and get up there by the mixing board and decide exactly what we're doing and make a decision here as a group. And so one of the biggest changes we made was we played and sang live. I played and sang live, and that was new for me. I didn't know if I could sing and play guitar live in the studio, and that takes a different skill set than playing them separately. Like before, I had played to a click for the most part, just all the records are to a click or not sung and played live. And this was a really liberating experience to see that, yeah, you are good enough to, in a couple takes, get these beautiful passes of recorded music. And that was a really big confidence booster for me.
Well, let's hear that, an example of that.
Yeah, great.
This one is called Sword Song, and it's just you and the guitar.
Death is about the ending and also the beginning. Black flag with a white rose, I'm waving in a cold wind, unfolding each hour in sun, in showers. I'm turning my sword into a flower. My My sword.
Well, you talk about being vulnerable. There it is. It's just your voice is so present and raw there.
I agree. You know, I haven't listened to that for a while, and that just struck me. I was like, wow, that does sound very raw, but not in a bad way.
No.
I think it beautiful. Sounds vulnerable. Thank you. It sounds vulnerable to me in a way that I don't feel now. It's interesting because that I recorded that maybe a year and a half ago, and I'm like, I can hear vulnerability on this album in the singing that I feel like I don't feel now because I don't feel as vulnerable because I've gotten so much stronger. And I don't think that this album lacks strength, but I think there's a very exposed, like, fragile quality to it because that's really how I felt at that time. And so that's just going to come out in the music.
Do you think he felt that way too?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like anyone who goes through a breakup like that is tossed asunder, but different people handle it different ways. You know, some people can't recover from it. And some people, it happens every different way, you know? And I feel like I could have, like, jumped straight into another relationship, but I didn't. I did some dating, but I'm, like, really enjoying, it can be hard sometimes to be like, I just want a partnership to feel safe or something like that. But I think it's really important for me to be doing this exploration of life solo right now, and I feel glad to be given the chance actually to be exploring life in a really free way. I mean, I'm a single mom with two kids and they're young, and I'm really dedicated to them and really tied down by them in a way that I don't mind. So it's not like I'm just this free floating artist, but in my mind and in my spirit, I feel very free. And that feels really good.
Well, speaking of your kids, let's play another song from your album that is called T and O, which are the initials of your two sons. And here's a little bit from T and O.
You lose your head, you lose your head, you lose your head. Everybody does and everybody will, but don't forget, don't forget. I love you still. A thousand takes, a thousand takes, a thousand takes. Tape it stops and turns and goes again. Mysteries, listen, dear. You hear a soul at stake. Sunbeams of the
Is this a song written to them, for them, for you, about them?
This one actually I wrote about 5 years ago. And, you know, for whatever reason, we didn't record it. Tucker and I didn't. And when I was making the new record with Shahzad, we were working so quickly that I was like, maybe we should make two records or like do an instrumental record on top of this because we're getting this stuff so fast. And so I started digging through old songs, and this was one that came up, and we were like, maybe I should do this one. So we did. And it's written for them. I don't think, you know, it's funny, I would not have written that song for them in the pandemic. It's a love song for my kids. And in the pandemic, they were driving me nuts, so I definitely wouldn't have written it then. But I am glad that I wrote it, and I am glad that I recorded it for them now because they have gone through so much, you know, the divorce, the pandemic, everything all at once, and moving and new school and all this stuff. I wanted to make a more overt statement to them about my love for them. And I also wanted to write about different kinds of love. And that's something I was exploring more on this album, not just romantic love, but love of children, love of community and friends and my family and so many people who helped me through this really dark, hard time.
Well, the new album is called Found Light, so it sounds like you have found a lot of light as you've made your way through this dark time. So it's nice to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Madeline.
Laura Veer's singer-songwriter, her new album, Found Light, is out now. Laura, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.
First one with eyes, color of the oceans. Second with eyes, with skies in motion. I used to watch them.
Coming up, KCRB DJ Valita will take over our airwaves with a custom music set when the summer mixtape continues, next on Press Play.
Lighting I can do.
Introducing the KCRW donation car, designed to be recycled. This first-of-its-kind vehicle will save you time, space, and hassle by disappearing. Enjoy the luxury and comfort of turning your underused car into a donation worth hundreds, even thousands of dollars. The KCRW donation car, already in your garage, driveway, or on cinder blocks outside your house. Act now at kcrw.com/cars.
This is Press Play Summer Mixtape. I'm Madeline Brand. We just heard indie folk musician Laura Veer is talking about her new album, Found Light, about her divorce from her longtime partner and music producer, and rediscovering herself as a solo artist. Joining me now is KCRB DJ Valita. She's here with a custom DJ set inspired by Veer's music. Hi.
Hi, Madeline.
All right, what do you like about her, Laura Veers, and her music?
Oh, God, she doesn't play. She's so direct in the way she expresses her feelings, and she doesn't hold back. And she is light and airy, but she is super hard as well. And she just cuts right to the source, and she's so poetic. Like, I loved how she paints a picture in every song. Like, I'm right there with her. And it just makes me think of everything she talks about. Honestly, I've kind of lived through it in some ways.
So she really does speak to you.
She totally speaks to me. So yeah, there.
Okay, so you have chosen some music that you feel she is inspired.
Well, this album especially.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a bit about the music we're about to hear, because you're going to play a set for us now.
I am going to play a set that totally reflects on what I think she's going through based on the music, Found Light. Like, I think she's going through a lot of healing, but also looking back. And the healing is not linear. Like, some days you can feel amazing and you feel on top of the world. Yeah, this is the new me. I don't need nobody. You know, I can do this. But then you also like, okay, wait a second. Like, I'm all by myself. So, like, this is also pretty scary. And and it hurts and it's sad and it's liberating. There's so many emotions happening at once. So I just went for it. So I start off with one of Aretha's songs, and it's so interesting because the song "Nobody Knows the Way I Feel," it literally talks about how she pawns her ring and her jewelry, and so does Laura. Laura also talks about there's a song where she talks about pawning her ring and how liberating it is as well. So it was just like, bam, there's Aretha 40, 50 years talking about pawning her ring and going through something really crazy. Then we go into "Everything But the Girl," "Good Cop, Bad Cop," about the changes the person feels and how you somehow you want to tell the person like, hey, there's a new me that maybe you don't know about. You know, maybe there's a side of me that you forgot. I don't know. This song really speaks to me. "Everything But the Girl" from her Walking Wounded album that came out in, I believe, 96. And then the Platinum Pied Pipers do an incredible rendition of Paul Simon's 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. So it's one of those like...
Oh, yeah, I remember that song.
Yeah, but...
Step out the back, Jack.
Exactly. Like,
make
so many...
a new plan, Stan.
It is so good. I'm just like, okay, yeah, you leave your lover and then the Soup Dragons come on with "I'm Free," right? Because you're like, I'm free to do what I want any old time, blah, blah, blah. And then Lauren Ruth Ward, she's an incredible singer-songwriter based out of LA. And she has this song called "Make Love to Myself." Like, I don't need you, buddy. I can make love to myself. Okay, doesn't need any more explanation than that. And then Astrud Gilberto comes in with "Who Needs Forever," right? It's also like, okay, you know, we were in this marriage or relationship. We had a nice time. Now we can, you know, kind of like lick our wounds a little bit and now we move on to something new, right? And then Kate Renata comes in with this super awesome song called "Leave Me Alone," with the girl who's just like, that was cool, but like, now I gotta go, leave me alone. And then at the end, I'm just gonna leave it up to Jamie Drake with her beautiful "It's a New Life." It's sort of like climactic, but also like, she talks about how she discovers a new life and how it's also scary and it also makes her cry. But it's her new me, her new life without this person and discovering a new side of herself that she might have forgotten. So it's kind of all over the place, right?
Sounds fantastic. I can't wait. So let's get to it. Valita, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
That's KCRLB DJ Valita. You can catch her live at KCRLB's Summer Nights at the Hammer Museum on July 28th and at Mocha Geffen on September 22nd.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows the way I feel this morning. Said nobody knows the way I feel this morning. Graveyard would be the place where my man would lay. Nobody, nobody knows the way I feel this morning. Chain.
Let me tell you, I'm not upon myself, but I got just a little bit of shame. Nobody knows. Nobody knows the way I feel this morning. Well, I feel like screaming and crying this morning. Yeah, this morning. Said that I feel like I could scream and cry. Oh, yes, I do. Scream and cry this morning. Real early this morning.
You know there's more to me now, don't you? You'll always cover for me take away this feeling. You break a cup, I break bad cup. Still my roof has got no ceiling. Still my roof has got no ceiling. I don't wanna feel.
cause I'm something else.
Something good. In your bed, see.
Early DJ Belita for that custom set. I'm Madeline Brand. I'll see you tomorrow as we continue Press Play Summer Mixtape with my interview with R&B singer Maxwell. Smile.